Double Take is an extension of the award-winning movie review show, Cinema Classics, which airs Thursday at 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast version features additional content and banter with guests. Double Take is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie podcasts on NPR.
Yippee! I'm John DeSando.
I'm Audrey Harkonnen.
And this is Double Take. Audrey, you and I, over the years, have been to some very fine restaurants, I think.
We sure have.
I mean, this is Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
And it's one of the premier places for food.
Yes.
But when you get down to it, we are always interested in the chef.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The chef is king.
Well, and obviously we do film reviews and we love all of our set celebrities. The one most recently, Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
Begin by seeing a film about him called Tony.
It is a very interesting coming-of-age film. It's a 19-year-old college student by the name of Tony who spends a transformative summer washing dishes at a seafood restaurant on the touristy Cape Cod.
Yes.
The film is not just about the kid, but it's the birth of the celebrity which we would come to know as Anthony Bourdain.
So why Tony? Why that title?
It is the infancy of Anthony.
I agree.
Yeah. He grows into the name of... Or Anthony, I'm sorry.
Right, Anthony, yeah. His mom called him that, Anthony.
Yes.
He has a girl, his eye on, but he's a liar.
He's cocky. He seems self-assured, but he really is, rather, on the other hand, shy.
Yes.
And well, yeah, he's a storyteller. He's a liar.
Yes. Do not go to this movie expecting to see the genius that he will show us later on in his life.
This is a very young, immature man.
He hooks up with a chef, such a kind eye, played as best as I've ever seen him,
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
He is what I would have, most chefs would be, brusque.
Right. He is cool. He's aloof. He's a tolerant. He's and he's the only adult.
And so Tony, Anthony Bourdain, lies his way into the kitchen.
Yes.
Saying he's had a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Just the way he lies to his girlfriend that he's a writer.
Right.
The one thing that I love about this movie is that it reminds me how, with all of our BS, if you don't do it, you're not going to make it.
Yes.
You know, don't talk about doing it. Just do it.
Yeah.
And the chef becomes an interesting subject himself.
Yes.
But what I want to pose to you, Audrey, is there anything in this, these first few years, and believe me, there's a moment where he explodes, right, in creating?
Yes.
As well as an explosion.
Yeah. And a fire, yes.
Yeah, as well as the
fire. The real thing, yes.
But up to that point, we don't really have an idea of the genius that is to come.
Well, I think that there is one moment where we see a pivot that starts to open him up to exploration and being a mature person. He's chased Nancy, very lovely, by Emily Jones. His crush on her, he goes down to the Cape following her. And with this big backstory, the evolution of their relationship is a good example of the young Tony becoming the Anthony. And the example is Tony seems to be winning Nancy over after a while with his stories and his lies and his braggadocio. He seems to be getting somewhere. But just before they're going to be intimate for the first time, conscience gets the better of Tony. For some reason, he just decides
he backs off.
He tells her the truth. He tells her about the internship that he didn't, the writing internship he didn't get.
Yeah.
He tells her that he has no experience other than washing dishes in the kitchen. And usually that is the pivotal moment where puppies and flowers and unicorns come out and the young man will win. He doesn't. She rejects him.
Yeah.
She kicks him to the curb. And I think that that is a real pivotal moment for him, that he was honest and he did the right thing. Despite the fact that he got hurt, he knows he did the right thing.
Yeah, and it goes back to my original thesis, which was be what you say you are.
Yes, exactly. Authentic.
A smart woman like that, it's no way she's going to take it.
Right.
But that moment where he backs off of the intimacy
right.
was fascinating.
Well, and this is not a typical coming-of-age plot device. Usually this young man would win.
Right.
But in this case, no. And that's another reason why this is very well done, is he doesn't always get the girl. He doesn't always win. You begin to see the path he's going to now take.
His famous Kitchen Confidential.
Yes.
We see some of those confidentials in this film.
Right, right.
So the experiences that he had as a dishwasher.
Yes.
Probably had a chef played by Antonio Banderas.
Right.
Who somehow saw something in him mm-hmm. that he took him along.
He saw the innocence, a genuineness about him. Because even though he's hanging out with Saul, who is a bad boy, bad influence, he's a thief, he's a thug,
he's a womanizer.
Bad, bad news. And does have, to some degree, an influence on Tony.
Oh, I think Tony admires him.
But on the other hand, then, he has this comparison between Chef and Saul.
Yeah.
And he makes the choice. He's going to move away from that bad boy excitement and all of it. And he's going to become legit.
It's possible that the filmmaker, in this case it's Matt Johnson.
Right.
Some help with the screenplay.
Yes.
He may be suggesting the volatile nature of Tony and Anthony in the future.
Yeah.
Tendency of Anthony to take off on different directions.
Yes.
Based in many cases, at least in two or three that we have right here in the film, on fiction that he creates. And I'm wondering if that shows a certain imbalance in him that could lead to his suicide.
That is possible. We also get that little inkling of a tragic end to a chef when Tony is invited into Chef's house, and there is a painting. And the painting is a 17th century Louis XIV chef who has stabbed himself with a blade of some kind. And the reason, apparently, is because something bad happened with the fish. We kind of like, oh, the chefs may take what they
right.
do very
yeah.
seriously. And it's yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, the old adage, if you see a gun in the first part, you're going to see it again.
Well, it's gonna, that, yeah, that,
and
that
I
is
think
true.
That there's a clue there from Johnson.
I think
Johnson.
That there's a very, very yeah. subtle. Very
but otherwise,
subtle.
He backs off, as most of us do, for people who we've experienced who have committed suicide.
Yes, yes.
Most of the time, we just back off and say, there's no way of knowing.
They're really.
I had a friend who committed suicide once in Boston, and she was a PhD candidate as well as I, and she looked a little bit like Sarah Caldwell, if you've ever seen Sarah Caldwell. She was overweight but jolly, and then one day she just put a plastic bag over her head, and I theorize it's because she just couldn't write her dissertation. We used to call them ABDs, all but dissertation. She just couldn't do it, and I wondered if that had plagued her.
Mm-hmm.
But to this day, I can't tell you.
Yes.
And that's what I find. I don't demand that Matt Johnson, the director of this film, is going to give me the clue, even though all of us sitting there know it.
Yes. Yeah. He does a subtle reference to the future, but we really don't have a solid clue.
I mean, beyond the cooking, this is just a grueling story, as you say, of a coming of age.
It is. Yeah.
Dominic Sessa.
Subtle, careful, understated. We see the snarky and overconfident side of Tony, but we also see the naive and the shy and the vulnerable side. He does it both
All right.
so well.
I have another comment. Audrey, what do you recommend for Tony?
I do recommend the film. Everybody take a look at this. It is a fun summer story. It has a happy ending with a successful career in a celebrity in store for Anthony Bourdain. But we also have to keep in mind, 40 years later, he is going to meet a sad ending.
Young people who could see this, and this would be teens, could benefit from looking at the difficulty of becoming what you want to be
yes.
and what you could be, and the importance of being honest. A whole bunch of things. I think it says so much more than you would think.
Yes. It's surprising.
Yeah. Audrey, we've been talking a little bit about the lead in Tony. His name is Dominic Sessa.
In The Holdovers.
Yes.
Yes, The Holdovers. Just this young man is very skillful.
So he played a young student.
Yes.
Who was stuck with his teacher, played by Paul Giamatti,
right.
In the break.
Yes, during the break.
During the break of the school year. Right. Just your worst horror to be stuck with your very demanding teacher.
Yeah, very scratchy teacher.
And I don't need to tell anybody how it turns out. Sessa showed promise, so that's why I'm with you. I'm so glad to see him in this. I think he's much more introspective than most other actors his age, able to have a quality that I really like, which is he is interested while not committing to anything. He's interested in everybody and everything. That works really very, very well for him. Timothy Chalamet is what I'm thinking about.
That's who you're thinking.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's a similar kind of Chalamet.
Yes.
Lanky, diffident, but with a well of energy underneath there. We'll see Chalamet in Dune coming up in a couple of months.
Yes,
and he did play Bob Dylan, and he played that master ping pong artist.
Yes.
Somebody the Mighty.
Right.
He's really good. I think you need to watch Dominic Sessa.
Yes.
You need to review your Anthony Banderas.
Absolutely. This is an amazing performance. Almost don't recognize him with just the calm and the reserved nature that he is portraying.
Oh, I think so too. And it's just a new role for me for him. In fact, he doesn't even have a name in this. He's just Chef.
He's just Chef. He knows, he senses something about Tony, lets him sleep on his porch in a hammock, wakes him up every morning with a bucket of water.
Yeah.
And you notice one of the last mornings they get up, Tony is awake when Chef is coming over the sand dune with the bucket of water. He doesn't have to get splashed anymore to get up and get moving.
And again, another good film for people who may not know that they have a mentor. Until they realize, I think this man is mentoring me.
Yeah.
Banderas was with the gruff exterior and the warm interior type of person.
Right.
So, Audrey, any other movies about chefs or cooking or anything like that you thought about?
There are two that I thought of. And one of them was that same touristy environment, and that's Mystic Pizza. And that was...
Gosh, I forgot about that one. Oh, my.
And it's just the story that's in the back of the kitchen, in the front, and in the pizzeria, and an engaging story about these people that live there and work there, and it's tourist time.
And one of the things about Tony that I really like is the chaos of the kitchen.
Yes, absolutely. And they don't hold back.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
And I believe it.
Yeah. And the other one I just love so much, my favorite, is Ratatouille. I can't help it.
What I like about it is that they go after people like us who are critics of movies, going after critics.
Oh, yes.
With really a good part of it, that I loved.
That was just too much fun. Yeah, that really was.
There's a rat who's particularly good
he's a chef. He becomes a chef.
It's an animation.
Different. It's cartoonish and a cartoon, not a cartoonish, and it's just delightful and so much fun. How about you? What other restaurant movies?
Especially and it doesn't end up being a restaurant movie, but it ends up being a food truck movie. Jon Favreau in Chef 2014. So he rediscovered his love of cooking, running a food truck, and he blends his personal growth with success of that food truck. And it shows Favreau as a fine actor as well as a director. It came out in 2014 because it's the American way. He works hard and he eventually has a big success with his food truck.
Yeah.
Even though he would have wanted to be a big chef,
he's
suddenly found his way with this one. So that's why I've always liked it.
Those are my faves.
Okay. Let me add another one.
Please do.
Big Night. Big Night. Stanley Tucci. And a bunch of others.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The two brothers running an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
1950s New Jersey. Uh-huh. That's a place to have an Italian restaurant.
Right, right.
Dedication, family, and all this. Right. This is a great one. 1987, Babette's Feast.
Oh, yes.
Danish film.
Yes.
In this one, they give you the full cooking with the food going on the table. It emphasizes the transforming power of food.
Yes.
Babette's Feast. But then, too, the animation registry.
Yes.
Yeah. And then one that I'm just, I don't know if you've even seen it. Did you ever see that Julia and Julia?
I did.
About Julia Child?
Yes.
Yeah. And
that was well remembered.
And that was about her adoration for Julia Child,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And does she get a chance to cook with her? Or no, she's not with her, but she's
writing about her, isn't she?
I think so.
She's
something
an author
like that,
and writing about.
That's
her.
A very sweet film that doesn't hit you heavy on the transforming power of food,
right?
But it does make you love Julia Child.
Yes,
Audrey Harkonnen. We have. Thoroughly digested.
Okay. Okay.
Tony. So we have people out there saying, oh, okay, that's Anthony Bourdain. And we've tried to tell people, don't go here trying to figure out why he committed suicide.
Right.
Or even his success with Kitchen Confidential and his cooking. What do you advise our audience?
It is a fun remembering your summer job, and it wasn't a very good job. It may have been washing dishes. It may have been mowing lawns. Who knows? When you were in college or in high school, and just fondly remembering lessons learned, goofy stuff you did, and the people you met and the influence they had on you.
And now and then, catching some of the romance of cooking.
Yes.
I loved that scene when they had the clam bake out on the...
That was amazing. And that was the turning point with his friend with Saul. No, we're not going to rob anybody. We're not going to steal this money. We are going to give it to whom we said we were going to give it to. Yes, yes.
And they get reunited with Chef.
Yeah, the moment of conscience.
Yeah, it's a setup for bringing everything together in the film.
Right.
But it works well.
It does.
A little bit like the profile of Tony himself.
Yes.
He's not yet become who he could be, but yet there is something about his, and I don't know if
it's all fallen into place.
Yeah.
You can see piece by piece.
Yeah. And a little bit of the energy and a little bit of what's right, as you had said, with Sal, saying, you know, enough. And getting together with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And a romance that I appreciated. There was nothing heavy duty about it.
Right.
It was here and there.
And doing the right thing.
Yes.
Yes. Even though it cost him the moment of romance.
Yeah.
He did the right thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's called Tony, about a very young Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
Coming of age story. He is equivalent to, if not better than, Timothée Chalamet, maybe in his depiction of a wildly inventive, lying,
yes,
manipulating,
yes,
young man whom you can't help but like because he keeps on.
Yeah.
He keeps trying.
Yeah.
Anybody young looking at this, you extract from this, keep trying.